Covenant of Peace, page.
Shalom, page 136. Birkat Habanim, the blessing of the children. Ubifrat b'inyan zeh she'yaladim. We spoke yesterday about this whole thing that not to look at someone else, not to look at someone else's life, not his wife, not anyone else's anything in his life. Just if he needs help, to look at him. How could I help him? Especially in inyanim, children. It says in Mikutei Moran, Torah Nodalet, Shemi sheyesh lo ra'ayim, someone has a bad eye, meaning he looks, what does he have, what don't I have? He won't have children. Lachen, mi sherotze yiladim, therefore someone who wants children, mechuyav la'avod alayim tova, he's obligated. He must work on, to be, have a good eye. Mismach v'chol yelet shalal yikrova, to be happy with every child which is born to his relatives, to his friends, to his neighbors, to his people he knows. Be happy, really happy for them. ולברך את כולם שיהיה להם ילדים טובים, to bless everyone, to have good children, צדיקים. ואת מה שמתעכב לו בילודה, יקבל בעבור שיחה. And that that Hashem is holding back right now is lack of children. He should receive this with love and happiness. באמונה שזה חלקו, וזה הטוב ביותר בשבילו לתתה. With אמונה that this is his portion, and this is the best thing for him right now. עד שהשם מחליט אחרת, until Hashem decides otherwise. ושיאמין שככה השם רוצה, שלא יהיו לו בנים לדתיים. He has to believe that this is Hashem's will that he won't have children right now. ושזו ההשגחה הפרטית של השם. This is Hashem's השגחה הפרטית on him right now. לצורך תיקונו השלם בעולם זה לא עובד. This is in order for him to get the complete תיקון in this world and in the next world. It's hard. That person has to work. What do? To work. To be happy with his portion, whatever his portion is. גם ברוחניות, also spiritually, צריך האדם לסמוך מדרגות, מדרגותו הרוחנית. Person has to be happy with his spiritual level. גם כשהיא נראית לו יותר נמוכה ויותר גרועה משל אחרים. Even when it seems to him that it's lower and worse than others, אין הכוונה שלא ישאף לשפר את הרוחניות שלו. It doesn't mean that a person shouldn't have ambition to make his spiritual status higher. אלא כאשר ביחס לאחרים, אלא שלא הולך לו. Rather when he looks at others, it seems to him that nothing is going well for him. ישמח בחלקו. He should be happy in his portion, also in his spiritual portion. שזה הניסיון שלו. This is his test. וזו ההתמודדות שלו עם היצר הרע. This is his... What's the word we said yesterday? כאן. התמודדות. It's like two people are competing.
Contest, yeah.
It's his contest with the Yetzer Hara. It's his fight with the struggle with the Yetzer Hara.
Wait a minute. We're saying he should be happy with where he is right now. But we're also saying that he should... to want to strive.
Yeah, definitely. More. Definitely. Be happy with what Hashem does do with him until this moment. And from now on, to daven, to daven forward. For further on, of course. And then if tomorrow he didn't get what he wants, he's happy that Hashem does do with him until today. And then from now on, push forward.
It doesn't mean he can't want to be...
You have to want. You must want. If you don't want, you're a dead person. Person doesn't want more, he's a dead person. What's the difference between a dead person and a live person? A live person is someone, he's alive, he's moving, he's doing. Someone who's dead is not moving anymore. That's different. Also in the next world, we don't go anywhere unless people in this world help us. Like we do for Kavan Nachman, we're saying all the limud in this room is for him. I'm sure it helps him. I'm not sure. There's no doubt about it that it's pushing him forward and forward, higher and higher. Every word of Torah which is learned in the room. Okay? But a person himself, after he dies, finished. He can't push more forward. Alive, also in this world, a live person is someone who wants to move forward. He's trying to move forward. He wants to grow, to be better in life, to be closer to Hashem. Ledugma, for example. Who צריך ללמוד דף גמרא 100 פעם שיבין אותו? A person, for him to understand a lot of Gemara, he has to learn 100 times. וחברו לומד 100 דפים במהירות ומביא זוכר הכל. He has a friend that learns 100 in the same time it takes him to learn one page, 100 times he needs to learn it to understand what's going on. It takes his friend If I learned at that same time, 100 pages, and he remembers it all, and he knows it all. A person like this has to be happy in his portion, and it's difficult for him to understand the Gemara. And to be happy with his friend's portion, and his friend's easy. What does it got to do with me that my friend is so successful in the Gemara? Like I told my students in the morning where I teach the Gemara, I told them, you know, Hashem created me with a... Hashem, tell him I have a very good head in Gemara. And I told him, how is it not Gaiva that I'm saying this? If I created myself, so it's Gaiva. Right? I created me, and I'm so good at Gemara. But Hashem created this human, which is called Yishai, which has a good head in Gemara. So Hashem is so great and so beautiful and it's awesome, right? Nothing to do with me. There's not Gaiva. Right? And the same thing on the other side. If a person is not successful in something and he's sad for it and he's upset, right? It's Gaiva. It's Gaiva. What you created yourself? You created yourself so you can do something good? Hashem created you in this form. Well, what's... You think you made a mistake? Hashem created you in this form because that's how you have to get close to Hashem.
Talent.
A lack of talent or... Nothing to do with it. It's just the way Hashem wants it to be. So, therefore, you look at your friend and you see that he's successful. You'd be happy for him.
Well, be happy. He created me with his talent because he wants me to use the talent for in his service.
Yeah. And everything is like this, spiritually and physically. Echad matzliach lakum b'chol yom mukdam. There's one person for him to get up in the morning every day, 5 o'clock. Bodidu, Nets, Mikveh, beautiful life, right? And me? No, not me, really. But let's say a person says, 9 o'clock in the good case. You know what Nets? Nets is the Rosh Hashanah, it's 9:10. 9:10 in Yiddish. Some people don't have a Nets. 9:10. Yeah. It's a joke. Some people are even worse than that. A Nachtzen, after 10. Can't. Oh, certain person says, oh, I can't, he doesn't get up. I have a friend in the yeshiva here, Baruch Hashem, he does get up. He told me, you know, when he was in the army, everyone knew. And he always comes late. Impossible, he can't get up. Regardless, he goes to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he'll get up at 10. He has all a clue. So when he went on Shiduchim, his wife agreed to marry him. So he told him, listen, before we get married, I have to tell you one, I have one problem. I can't get up in the morning. I get up late, and you have to accept it. You can daven for me if you want, but don't be upset. I'm telling you what before. He said, okay. And for first three years of his marriage, he didn't. And he said to the Rav, what do I do? I can't, what's going on? I can't live like this. And the Rav told him, you daven, I shall love you. Now he gets your life for next. And there was a person that, it's just like, from his childhood, and he sleeps in late. Yeah, everyone could change. Anyways, another person, right? At 9 o'clock in the morning, that's when he turns over. Right? Continues sleeping. But that person has to be happy with his portion. Only then he can work. He's happy with his portion. Hashem will say me tshuva utfila benoseh hazeh. Hashem wants from me prayer, right? And tshuva in this specific subject that I'm lacking in. So he's very happy. That's what I have to work on. When a person, how does a person, at least I said, how does a person know what he has to work on? What's the most difficult for him? The more it's difficult, the more you have to work on it. Simple. That's his secret in the world. That's the basis of Emunah. That this is what Hashem made it difficult. I didn't make it difficult for me. Hashem made it difficult for me. So I go to Hashem to fix it. And don't be upset at me. That I made it difficult for me. No? I don't blame me. Blame Hashem. Go to Hashem. Talk to him. Ask him to change what he made. Like the story with Rabbi Elazar, right? And he saw the man who came. He went to the Torah for many years, Mar says. And then he came back home, and on the way he saw a very, very ugly, ugly man. And then the man told him, Shalom Alach Rabbi, in a very, very disgusting voice, and he looked dirty. And Rabbi Elazar, he thought that the man is acting disrespectful to him. He was a big Torah scholar. So he told him, what, everyone is ugly like you in your city? Where you come from? And then the guy told him, listen, I don't know, but if you have a problem, go to the creator who created me and tell him that it's not nice, the vessel you made is not so nice. So that was Musa to him, basically. And Rabbi Lazar, he caught him and said, oh my gosh, and I speak to a creature that Hashem created? And he walked the whole way till the city, he walked off the donkey, he walked by foot. Please, please, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. He said, no, I won't forgive you until you go to the one who made me. And he tell him that it's ugly, the vessel you made. He got to the city and people asked him what's going on. They told him, and everyone's screaming, hooray, hooray,
hooray. It's like openly berating
him. Yeah. And he said, who are you calling him? Shalom, you calling him a rabbi? He says, yeah, why? He said, halavai, that there won't be a lot of him in Am Yisrael. He said, why do you say? And he told him why. And, but he told him, please forgive me. He's a big Torah scholar. So he made a mistake. He'll do tshuva. And he said, okay, because he's such a big Torah scholar, I forgive him. But he shouldn't do that again. And the first thing he thought, right, when he came to this Medrash, is about that a person should never criticize, never say anything bad about someone. Because if you talk not good about a Jew, you're talking not good about Hashem. Not only of a Jew, you're talking not good about Goy, okay? And you're not good about Hashem. Unless it's someone who hates Hashem. So the Pasuk says, the Pasuk permits us to hate him. Right? It says, Mesanecha Hashem. It's not. Someone who hates Hashem, you're allowed to hate him. Someone who hates the Torah hates Hashem. You're allowed to hate him. It's a mitzvah. Mesanecha Hashem is not. But I'm not the one to judge to tell someone he hates or he hates or he hates. So we can hate what they do and love them. Okay? That's our etzah. Yeah? This is my portion. It's my test. It's my work. Thank you, Hashem, for this portion. Thank you, Hashem, that my friend, it's easy to get up in the morning. For me, it's hard. That's called Tov Ayin. You have the good eyes. Shmirat Ayinayim is not only not to see bad things in physical, not to see women that you not only see to give yourself bad ideas in your head. It's also not to see the bad in a person. It's a depth. It's a deep. It's very deep. So when a person davens, Shmirat Ayinayim, that's Hashem. Hashem, I want to see only the good. Only the good in every Jew. He doesn't have a bad eye that his friend succeeds to get up in the morning early and he fails. He doesn't look at his friend's portion. To look at your friend's portion and to want his portion, right? It's called bad eye. Ayin ra'a. Ayin ra'a. You could look at your friend and want to be also like him. And David Hashem, Hashem, give me to be also, I want to also get up early in the morning and help you. But not be jealous of him. Wait, he took something from you. Hide me in the, I don't know, in your shade of your wings. Lo mevinim et hakoach shel ha'ayin ra'a la'azik. People don't understand the power of his bad eye, ayin ra'a, that person has on something that it could damage. The Gemara says like this, for example, Let's imagine to ourselves that a certain person has a huge field, 1,000 dunam, which is a lot of a chitim. 1,000 dunam is 1,000 kilometers by 1,000 kilometers. Yeah, that's a lot of chitim.
Wheat.
Yeah. If a person lights the wheat, yeah, lights it. Dry wheat. It's ready to be harvested. Everything. How long will it take till it all go? A few hours, it's huge. But if someone has a bad eye and he looks at someone and he's jealous of it, besides the fact that they judge him, he also, it takes in one look, you could take away all the wheat. In one look, in a bad eye, you could take away all the wheat. A lot more than fire. Yeah? It's all burnt. The Gemara brings down. It's a halacha, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Hezek Riyah, who Hezek Shema Marash? Hezek Shema Riyah. A Hezek of sight is considered a Hezek, a harm. When someone harms someone with his eyes, just with the eyes, it's considered a harm. And for the Torah, he's chayav. Right? ולכן אפשר לחייב את השכנים בבניית חומה בין הבתים. יש לו הסתכלו, יכלו להסתכל זה, רשות זה, ולהזיק על דרי איתם. That's why, if you have a house, and you find that house, right, you could, and you want to build a fence between the house, so your neighbor can't look into your house, this is your stuff, you could obligate your neighbor to pay also, to be half-half, and to build. And he's obligated to build the fence. A fence that he can't see through. Why? Because it has a kriya, because of a person, he would see your car, to see your stuff, see your children, he might look, and if you're afraid, the person might look, right? He's obligated also to build a fence. Ya ki khoshishiya. Lumat zot, ayin tova, the other side. Right? A good eye. It's davar nifla. It's a wonderful thing. Sha'adarabha, mishu tov ayin, someone who has a good eye. Kedai me'od shistakel advarim. He should look. Look at your friend's thing. If you have it, you know you have a good eye, look at his thing. Ki b'kol makom shistakel, shorah bracha. Wherever he looks, the bracha dwells over there. Kol davar shoreh mitbarech miyad. And everything he sees gets blessed right away, like we said in the pasuk, "Tov ayin hu yevorach." He is blessed, and he also can bless. Therefore, right, person have a good eye, and also it says that midat tova meruba, midat puranut pi chamesh. I think, I'm not sure how many times more, but the good is more than bad. I don't know, five times, six. I don't know. The Gemara says a certain amount of. How many times is better? Meaning, if you look and you can harm, right? So, so much times, like 4 or 5 times better when you look and you can give a bracha to someone. You look at him, and you're so happy for him. Yeah, he has children, good. He's married. I'm so happy that he's getting married. I'm so happy. You give him bracha, and you give yourself bracha. Okay? A person's time, he will look at himself and see that if you look at someone and look at his bad, look what is he having, you're jealous. It's like a kid. It's like a 3-year-old. A 3-year-old. It's sheker. It's sheker. What's it got to do with me that he has? I don't have.
You have a good example in the Torah of a good eye is when Aaron Cohen. He saw Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the older brother, and he was so happy that Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the leader.
Right.
He didn't have any jealousy in his heart at all.
Right. That's why he married to be a Cohen. סיפורה של צדיקה, הסטוריה בצדקת. וכך היו עיניה של רות המואביה, כמובן מגילת רות, ובאה בזוהר הקדוש, היו לה עיניים טובות. So were also the eyes of רות המואביה, the great grandmother of David המלך, has brought in Ruth and explained to Zohar that she had good eyes. שבכל מקום, that's why her great grandson also had a good eye. David המלך was יפה עיניים. David HaMelech also has beautiful eyes. What does that mean? Blue eyes? What does that mean? A good eye. To see the good in everyone. He probably also had light colored eyes because he was a redhead. But that's not the point. Shemakom makom shehistakla shalta bracha. Wherever she looked, there was a blessing was there. Ve'navi et tochen barav shel hazohar ve'yavu hisber klal. And we're going to bring a little bit of the Zohar. We'll explain it. Lefi shenilmad. לפני שנלמד מאמר זוהר, before we learn the Zohar, נקדים להסביר למי שלא יודע, we'll explain to whoever doesn't know that there's 3 mitzvot in the Torah that every chaklai, that is a farmer is chayav in. What are they? Leket, shichicha, and teah. What is leket? I'll just go briefly. Leket is when they harvest and some stocks fall out. You just learned it in Gemara? So stocks fall, if it's one or two together, one alone or two together, that you're not allowed to take it, the anim has to take it. It's called leket, because leket means picking. But three is not considered picking anymore, and you're allowed to take it, the anim is not allowed to take it. That's peah. In certain things there's peah. Not everything has peah. But in certain things peah, in certain categories, there has to be, like Gemara says, remember? Not figs, not right.
Figs
and vegetables, not.
Yeah.
Why not? Because there's stuff which has to be gathered at once. Figs are not gathered at once. You first gather the ones on top, then the middle, then the bottom. And vegetables, you can't keep. They go bad. As opposed to wheat and barley and stuff like that, which are kept in the machzan for a long time, for a year, for 2 years, 3 years. So, anyways, in those kind of things like wheat. You have to leave a peah, like the peah is on the side.
Corner.
So, peah, what?
Corner.
A corner. Ah, that's what it means?
Corner of the field.
They have the corner of the field for the anim, they come and they take. Shichicha is if after you made bundles, and at the end of the day you take your bundles in and you left the bundle over there, you're not allowed to go back and take it. You have a mitzvah to leave it there and the anim will come and take the bundle. Okay, anyways. The story with Ruth, how she returned with her mother-in-law from Zdemoav, and they were very poor, and they were lacking very very poor. They had nothing. ולכן רות הלכה לקטים שערניים. Therefore Ruth went to pick with the rest of the poor people. והגיעה לשדה של בועז, and she reached Boaz's field. והוא הבחין בה בהנהגות של קדושה וענווה, and he saw in her, he noticed that she, the way she acts with kedusha, the way she bends down, and everyone knows, doesn't just bend down, she bent down completely. It's news, right, wise? But you don't see any shape of her body. And she was ענווה. בפרד הברכה שורה בכל מקום שמסתכל, especially with the blessing, which, that's what the Zohar says, he noticed the blessing that is in wherever she stares at. She stares in, there's a blessing there. She stares in, there's a blessing there. וזה מה שמסביר לשונו ותרגום ללשון הקודש. And this is what now we're going to read from the Zohar, just the translation, just the Hebrew. תלשון הקודש. רבי יהודה החל ללמוד את הפסוק. רבי יהודה began learning this פסוק. עינייך בשדה אשר יקצורו. Your eyes are in the field which you will harvest. חבוד. ואמר, and he said, פסוק זה צריכים להתבונן בו. מדוע נכתב שנראה שהוא מיותר? Why is this pasuk written? It looks like it's superfluous. You don't need it. אמר לו רבי יצחק, look at the... Your eyes are in the field that you harvest. And if the eyes are not in the field, what do you learn from this? So Rabbi Yitzchak told him, so there's many psukim in the Torah which look like they're extra, but from all of them there's secret things, hidden things, nothing's really extra. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, pasuk zeh mi shoroe oto ve'lo yitbonen bo, domo le'echad shelo toheh tafshit. Someone, this pasuk Rabbi Yehuda says, someone who looks at it and does not look deeply to understand what it means, it's like someone who's he's eating a dish and he doesn't taste it. Yeah? He looks at the dish and doesn't taste it. Chaval, just sniffs. So nice. Doesn't taste it. Ki bevadai yesh bo sod v'roch ha-kodesh. Of course, there's speaking in there and it's written in roch ha-kodesh. It's a root. Zeh perush ha-pasuk. This is the explanation of the pasuk. Kevan sh'ra'a Boaz, sh'ayad ha'am b'Yisrael, ta'anava sh'ota tzedeket root. Since Boaz, which was a dayan, right? He was a judge, he was a dayan in Israel. He saw the humbleness of this tzaddikus Rut. Shelo yirim ha'ineh l'yistakel b'makom acher. She didn't lift up her eyes to look somewhere else. Ela ineh yirok lefaneha. Her eyes were just in front of her to what she needs to see. She didn't look around. U'bameh she'ayta v'yistakelet. Ayta v'yistakelet b'ayin tova. Whatever she looked at, she looked in a good eye. V'lo yav ha'shum azut metzach. The Zohar says this. And he did not have any, no chutzpah, no azut metzach. Azai shibach atenei. Therefore the pasuk praised her eyes. Her eyes were only in what she was going to get. She didn't look around. Why? She's a man. She can't look at other women. No, not because of that. She only looked at what belongs to her. So she had a good eye. That's what was bracha, whatever she looked. Davar rishon shelom divka. First thing we learn, ushemi shelom arim etenav yistakev yichus atchum shelom. Someone does not lift up his eyes to look outside his boundaries of what he needs. Outside his four amos. First thing the Zohar teaches us, it's humbleness. You see Rav Arush how he walks, right? You don't look out. No, you look down. You look down, it's anava. We already see that also. Yigeret HaRamban. So he explicitly tells his son, right? He wrote to his son, your eyes should always be down, your heart should be up to Hashem, but your eyes always should be down. Don't look at a person's eyes when you're talking to him. All that stuff like that.
See, with the Aram Avinu also.
Right?
Eyes always down.
Right? And when he lifted up the eyes, so there's a pasuk that he lifted up his eyes. That means that usually there was no pasuk that he did not lift up his eyes. Shalom echapes etel ma Hashem otenu mashgiach la. A person like that, he guards his eyes. He's not looking for more than Hashem gives him. Kmo Rut. Like Rut. Shaita melaketet basadeh achar kotzi. That she was picking in the field after behind those who were harvesting. She did not lift up her eyes to search. Maybe there's better. Maybe there's more. She walked in whatever felt she picked up. She was happy with her portion. And she believed that Hashem is supervising over her. ומזמן לה כל מה שהיא צריכה, and Hashem is giving her whatever she needs, במקום שהיא נמצאת בו, and exactly in this specific place that she's standing at. וזה מה שהנכד של רות, David HaMelech Rav Shalom Amar, it's exactly what her grandson, great grandson, David HaMelech said, Hashem, lo gava libi v'lo ramu elai. Hashem, my eyes, my heart wasn't hard, I wasn't holding my heart and I didn't lift up my eyes. David HaMelech said the same thing. The Kotev HaMidrash, Medrash said, Midrash Rabbah, I'm Tehillim, Hashem, lo gava libi, v'sha'a shem shachani Shmuel HaMelech. My heart wasn't up, meaning I wasn't holy when Shmuel HaMelech, he anointed me as a king. And I did not lift up my eyes when I killed Goliath. And I didn't act like a bigdolot. Yeah, also it's all holiness. Yeah, when they returned me back to my kingdom, because after they threw him away, he was away, and then he came back. When he flew up, many, and also a wondrous thing, I didn't act in Gaiva. The time that I brought down the Aron Kodesh, David HaMelech merit to bring the Aron Kodesh back to Yerushalayim. Okay? And I didn't feel any gaiva in all these situations. Ayan Sham Kol Midrash Kulo, you can look over there all the Medrash. Al Godel HaAnava VeHabitul, and the, how humble he was, David HaMelech. David HaMelech had that all of this he inherited from his Babi Rut. Okay, we have another 6 minutes, and we'll need a little bit of Shmuel Shapira. You can stay another 6 minutes if you want.